40 WJOL. It is Tuesday, a gorgeous day today. One of the 10 best, says Rick DeMille. We'll have your full forecast coming up. Scott Childers in for Scott Slocum. Monica DeSantis here in the newsroom as well. As we welcome Aaron Gallagher. Hi, Aaron. How are you this morning? Are you enjoying one of the 10 best days of the year?
Well, we'll see how this press conference goes at 10 o'clock this morning. But yes, we are. We are so glad to be here. Thanks, Scott, for having me on.
All right, so we have some developments, Monica.
Well, you know that old expression, Aaron, you can't fight City Hall. But, you know, a grassroots group called Say No to North Point, which you have been a part of for the last several years, is doing just that and stepping up your game. Tell us exactly what has happened now. What is the next step that you have taken?
Well, Monica, thanks. The next step is exactly the right way to phrase it, because Say No to North Point is a phenomenal organization started primarily by four people in Jackson Township, some real bulldogged researchers, people who did not give up and carried the yoke. And we would not have this would have been a slam dunk years ago without them, for sure. And my role with that was kind of peripherally. I helped with, I was the one that went to Kansas and was able to show a lot of the patterns of destruction that North Point created in Kansas and see how the patterns were evolving here in Joliet. And I also helped with some of the town hall meetings. But now the North Point, Say No to North Point started as a Facebook group, really, and evolved to what we have here. Thankfully, but they never really wanted to be fundraising for legal action. And so what we've done is we've created an LLC. We have organized with the state of Illinois. It's called Stop North Point. It's at stopnorthpoint.com. And this is primarily to raise funds for a legal team. And we went out and found ourselves the best, hardest hitting, heaviest dutiest attorney, civil rights attorney, and we found that in Bob Fioretti. And Bob Fioretti is a former alderman, City of Chicago. He is most certainly a civil rights attorney, and he's been following this. He's been working pro bono for us since before Easter. He's been following this rather intensely. We have not gone dormant in any way, shape, or form, and we're not really changed. We're the same group, generally speaking. We're just what's next. And so we've created John Keaton, who has the business website setup.net. He's been working behind the scenes all along with websites and all the social media, and he's created this new StopNorthPoint.net. He's one of the StopNorthPoint.com, and he's one of the co-founders with Ron Adamski, who is a resident of Manhattan. And we have a series of other team leaders and people. It's a very large initial startup group here, and my role is as spokesman. I'm taking a more official position. We are all volunteer. And none of us is getting paid, and all of the money that is raised is going specifically and exclusively to the legal defense and Bob Fioretti and Mark Roth, who is his partner, and we are very excited to have them.
Well, okay, Aaron, so take me back a little bit, because I think what StopNorthPoint.com now has done, LLC, is now casting a wide net, because there are different legal avenues that, let me see, Jackson Township is, or the city of Manhattan or the city of Elwood can take against the city of Joliet after they said yes to North Point in their annexation. Is that sort of casting a wider net so now that you can help all of those lawsuits? Is that how this is going to work?
No. No, ma'am. No. So that's a great question, actually. So the Village of Elwood has standing, and they have filed a lawsuit against the city of Joliet. We've had, North Point is such a cancer that so many different people have thrown in their hat in the legal field or legal arena and lawsuits, and it's pretty substantial. So because of North Point, we've had the Coldwater family sue the village of Elwood back 2 years ago. Now Elwood is suing North Point about this bridge and counter suits there. We had or village of Manhattan suing Elwood concerning boundary agreement violations. That suit is over, or expired or settled because that boundary agreement is gone. So now, what we ha- and then of course the Just Say No to North Point with WIPS Workers for Justice, created, an open lands and Sierra Club created the OMA, violation suit where they went to court trying to stop, get an injunction to stop the hearing. So lots and lots and lots of lawyers are involved, because North Point is just truly that bad of a company. So, in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of many of the people who are filing suits. So what we're seeing here is this is going to be kind of, it's going to be honed more, toward, the actual agreement. It's going to represent all of us and not specific side cases. So our legal defense fund is going to be for our attorneys and our lawsuit that we are going to file on behalf of a lot of different residents here in Will County and Joliet and the surrounding areas.
Okay, a lawsuit that is yet to be filed, correct?
That is yet to be filed, correct. And Bob Puretti is coming to Joliet this later this morning. We're going to have a press conference at 10 o'clock on City Hall, on the steps of City Hall, and he's going to be talking more specifically about that and about the legal strategy. So he'll be able to answer your question, I think, Monica. Mm-hmm.
So, and people can donate directly right now to stop North Point. If you are one of those people that is living in Joliet and surrounding areas and you are opposed to this, you can go to stopnorthpoint.com now and donate to this legal
sure.
fund.
I'm sorry to cut you off. May I also add that anybody can go to any BMO Harris Bank with cash or a check and make a deposit into the Stop North Point LLC account. So they don't have to do it through the website. They can use PayPal. So the email is paypal@stopnorthpoint.com, or they can go to the website stopnorthpoint.com, or just show up, drive through any BMO Harris Bank.
Wow. You guys are organized. So tell me what about your lawsuit, or is that still being developed at this point, and when do you expect to file that lawsuit?
Yeah, I'm going to defer a lot of the exact legal questions to Bob Puretti and for later this morning. And also, he is going to be on the Slocum Show next week, so he'll be able to answer a lot of that for your listeners at that time. I don't really want to step outside my box here with legal strategy, but there's lots to be said. There are a lot of issues here.
Well, congratulations for organizing, and you have been at the forefront of this for several years now. Stop North Point LLC, and that is a newly organized group. So that's going to have a lot of tentacles within Joliet, and we shall see. This issue's been going on for, what would you say, Aaron, 3 years now, 4 years?
It's been made public 3 years. But they've been here for a lot longer than that. They've been working behind the scenes a lot longer than that. And I just also want to say that, the primary issue I think that Stop North Point is going to take is that many of the residents, Joliet has no business deciding the fate of people who don't live in Joliet and who can't vote for Joliet residents. And Mayor Bob Odenkirk, every time somebody from Jackson Township or Manhattan goes to City Hall, he tells them, we don't want to hear from you. You have no business telling us, coming to Joliet and telling us what to do because you're not in Joliet. Well, the reality is you've got Ingalls Park, Preston Heights, Ridgewood, Cherry Hill, Sugar Creek. These are all Joliet communities, largely not in city limits. Mm-hmm. And the south and east sides of Joliet are being grossly underrepresented, and that is in addition to Manhattan and Elwood. So, you know, Ann Quillman's not representing these people. Terry Morris isn't representing these communities. And Larry Hogg sure is representing these communities. So these people, unfortunately, as well as myself and plenty of others who are not Joliet, have to resort to legal action to get our voices heard. Just let Joliet know, you guys can't bully us and control our fate. That's where we stand. We're letting North Point know they are not in Kansas anymore.
Erin Gallagher, she is the spokesperson for Stop North Point. There will be a press conference this morning, 10 o'clock, in front of City Hall with Chicago civil rights attorney Bob Fioretti. This is a new group, a legal group, and right now working pro bono at this point. Erin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Erin Gallagher from Stop North Point. It's 8:33 and...